Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kevin Colbert wants Bud Dupree to retire a Steeler. I'm sick of hearing that.
It feels like something Kevin Colbert says about any player that the Steelers draft that achieves some level of prominence with the organization, because I think Kevin Colbert, like the people that own the team and have owned the team from its inception, values this idea of stability, a conservative approach to roster building above all else. I am, however, in Bud Dupree's case, I'm tired of hearing it. He said it about Le'Veon Bell. It almost, you know what it comes off to me a little bit? Not desperate from Kevin Colbert, not even pleading, but almost like he's reading from a script. If there's a player who's getting franchise tagged and they're trying to work out a long-term deal, it feels like one of the second or third bullet points under things we should say to strengthen our side in this negotiation.
I just don't put Bud Dupree in the category of players who I think the Steelers can't do without. As far as first-round picks go, guys that have come through the Kevin Colbert pipeline, there's Big Ben, there's Marquise Pouncey, there's T.J. Watt, there's David DeCastro. Those are the type of building block players that were first-round picks that you Minkah Fitzpatrick in a trade that you want to keep around and make sure that they're here because you feel like your future, your lot in NFL life depends on those guys. And I just don't. He's not even the best player at his position. He's just not. And I don't want to overreact to 1 year. Bud Dupree, for 1 year, shut a lot of critics up. He silenced guys like me who thought he didn't have a double-digit sack season in him. But he absolutely took advantage of having one of the NFL's best outside linebackers on the other side. I don't think in a vacuum on his own, Bud Dupree is an elite outside linebacker. I think he might be a good one. I don't think he's very good or great, and I don't want to pay him like that kind of player.
Do you think that this is just something that Kevin Colbert says in the interest of being cagey, where he doesn't want to tip his hand?
No, I think, Chris, well, I think that it means that he is being honest and forthright when he says the Steelers will make an effort with Dupree beyond just the franchise tag. I think they will put a contract in front of him, that they will try.
And it's up to him.
Yes, that they will try to make what they believe is a fair offer, one that is mutually beneficial. And so, like, I don't think Kevin Colbert just has maybe the thought that the outside world does, which is, man, he had a career year. We don't have any depth behind him. Let's just keep
him for 1 year. No, he has more belief. He has more belief than the outside world does in Bud Dupree because he drafted him. His scouts evaluated him. He decided to make the decision to draft him. He has more long-range belief that what they're seeing from Bud Dupree is the tip of the iceberg, and they want him to sign a contract.
What I think is really funny about Dupree, because what the Steelers would tell everybody, and by extension, Steelers media, what they would say before they had the sack numbers to back it up was that he was affecting the games in ways that didn't show up on the stat sheet. Your eyes as a fan, you, Steelers fan, who watches every game, you don't know what you're talking about. What you
He sets the edge against the run. He drops in pass coverage, yeah, and he's pretty good at both of those things. He's a glue guy who plays a glamour position for us.
The guy that runs 10 yards behind the quarterback and then has to run 10 yards back to try to sack him, when he does that 15 times a game and it drives you crazy, you're wrong in your evaluation. We know that he's a better player than that, and Steelers media agrees with us. He's a good player, and he doesn't need sacks to prove it. And then what happens is that you have other more objective people, like Pro Football Focus, who break down the film and don't just grade on sacks, who look at Bud Dupree and say, no, actually, he's not good. And even last year, when the sack numbers popped, they still said, okay player. Career year, definitely...
They said good player, but they were not as bullish like this guy demand. Like, I think it was Steve Palazzolo, I think, came on with us, Pony, and said, or it might have been Sam Monson from PFF, and said, in a perfect scenario, you probably just franchise tag him and then walk away from it at best. They like Hargrave as a player a lot more than they like Bud Dupree. So that tells me a lot. But I think the Steelers inherently value the outside linebacker position more.
I'm always wary of when, like, somebody that has to have a built-in bias, like the team, is the only one who thinks that the player is, like, they overvalue their own. The Pirates, I think, are guilty of that a lot of the times. They think their players are better than what the rest of the industry thinks. And I don't think that's always true of the Steelers, but I think it is absolutely true in the case of Bud Dupree. So I hope the Steelers are one more and done with him, and they don't sign break the bank here for a long-term deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.